Okay, also das ist, war eine gute Frage, Gerhard, und eine sehr, sehr ernste Frage. Eine Frage, die Sie selber auch schon oft gestellt haben an verschiedene Wesen aus höheren Dimensionen. Und die Antwort ist immer dieselbe. Dies ist ein Planet des freien Willens und der freien Wahl. Und es kann an der Stelle nicht eingegriffen werden, weil damit gegen kosmische und universelle Gesetze verstoßen wird. Das hat den Grund, wenn immer eingegriffen werden würde, würden wir nichts lernen. Wir würden nicht lernen und selber in die Selbstverantwortung kommen, sondern wir würden Dinge abgenommen bekommen und denselben, was auch immer, dann immer wieder wiederholen. Wir würden ja nichts lernen aus Fehlern. Deswegen sind wahrscheinlich auch diese drastischen Dinge, die passieren, wichtig, damit wir immer wieder ein Stück mehr Bewusstsein erlangen, aufwachen. Das Einzige, wo eingegriffen wird, wenn es darum geht, diesen Planeten in die Luft zu jagen. Also das ist nicht erlaubt. Also hier irgendein nuklearer Krieg oder dergleichen, das würde verhindert werden.
Ja, aber es sollte
That
auch.
makes perfect sense.
Ja,
Perfect sense,
ja.
yeah.
But we should go a next step and we should protect the people who stand for the truth.
Yes.
Yes,
But.
absolutely.
Yes, we should do that. We should take responsibility to do that. We should band together and do exactly that. One thing that LARCMA tells us is that the Pleiadians tried over 5,000 years ago in various cultures, the Maya, the Cherokee, some of the African tribes, they were on the planet trying to teach humanity, look what you can do. Look at the powers you have. What we can do, you can do. And humans, rather than learning, oh, look, we can do this, made the Pleiadians into gods. They said, oh, they're our gods. And that's not what the Pleiadians want. They're our brothers and sisters. They want us to learn what we're capable of.
Right.
So do not interfere in the ways that they interacted before because it was not a success. That's how they came about this opinion of you have to take responsibility for making changes yourself as a species.
Also der Grund, warum wir Selbstverantwortung übernehmen sollen für alles, was wir tun, ist, dass die Plejader vor 5000 Jahren schon hier waren und mit verschiedenen Kulturen schon zusammengewirkt haben oder wollten und ihnen gezeigt haben, schaut, was wir können, das könnt ihr auch. Aber was passiert ist, dass sie als Götter verehrt wurden und auf den Thron gesetzt wurden und damit eigentlich etwas erreicht wurde, was man nicht wollte und nicht dorthin kam, wo man hin wollte, nämlich wir sind Brüder und Schwestern. Wir sind euch weder überlegen noch seid ihr, steht ihr unter uns, wir sind gleich. Erinnert euch an das, was ihr in euch tragt. Und deswegen heute, wo man eben schaut und sagt, wir lassen sie, soweit es geht, ihren Weg machen und die Erfahrung selber sammeln, in der Hoffnung, dass es diesmal klappt.
Okay, ich bin aber jetzt mit dem Ergebnis noch nicht zufrieden. Und zwar, also ich als Mensch, weil ich einen menschlichen Körper habe, weil ich hier eingeboren bin, ich darf ein Energiefeld aufbauen, das jemanden schützt, der sich für die Wahrheit einsetzt, aber die Plejader dürfen das nicht. Ist das der einzige Unterschied, weil ich hier ein Mensch bin, hier auf Erden?
His question is, as he is a human, he can build like a protecting shield for someone, but the Pleiades can't do it. Is this right? Because he is a human, he can do it and maybe interfere and
The
the
Pleiadians
Pleiades.
not because they don't want to interfere. But I'm a part of all these humans.
I think a human can take any action he or she chooses to do. And the whole point is to make higher choices that are for the highest good of all. That's the whole thing we're supposed to be learning.
I see. That makes sense.
And I would add to that very quickly. We have allowed so many people to control and to manipulate for so long that actually humanity should have said no a very long time ago. But we've lived in this illusion that we're being protected by governments or medical institutions or education. And what we have to do now is to take back our power and begin to say no, so these things don't happen any longer.
Also was jeder tun kann natürlich, ist immer die Entscheidungen zum höchsten Wohle aller zu treffen. Also dass die Entscheidungen immer aus dem Höchsten kommen und eben für alle zum besten Wohle sind. Mhm. Und was wir ja immer erlaubt haben, ist, dass man uns manipuliert hat, dass uns Regierungen manipulieren konnten, dass uns, was auch immer da dranhängt, uns manipulieren konnte. Und jetzt ist es an dem Punkt zu sagen, wir lassen es nicht mehr zu, wir erlauben das nicht mehr. Wir holen uns unsere Kraft jetzt zurück.
That's why I think it's so important for alternative media sources like your channel, like your work, my work, Saskia's work, Gerhard's work, to get out to the people, because it's the only lifeline. Otherwise, they just listen to brainwashing garbage off the mass media.
Mm-hmm. Deswegen ist es so wichtig, über alternative Medien, so wie zum Beispiel, wie es Colin und Pia machen, wie es Ted mit seiner Radioshow macht, wie auch immer wir eben nach außen drehen und dieses Wissen nach außen bringen. Also das,
Pia and Colin, you both are humans also, okay? So, we understood what happened, what went wrong, and now we can make another choice. We can protect all the people who stand for the right, for the wrong, for the right things, for the truth. Yes. So, why don't we do this? Do we? Do you?
Well, we are doing it.
What are you doing?
We are doing it somewhat. Saskia, do you want to interpret the question first?
Mm-hmm. Also Gerhard hat gefragt, wir sind ja hier alle Menschen und was können wir denn tun oder wie können wir es denn tun, dass wir die Menschen auch beschützen, die die Wahrheit heute sprechen? Wie können wir die unterstützen? Und
ja, wir haben es eh schon gelernt. Wir wissen es ja eh schon.
Ja, wir wissen es schon, ja.
Was gibt es da noch?
I think each of us does our part in whatever way we can. You are hosting a radio show. Ted is hosting a radio show. Saskia is translating into different languages. We are posting things on both of our websites, thelarkba.com and my website, piaorlean.com. We post informational material all the time to help people understand different perspectives and different ways to view things so that they can make conscious choices. Mm-hmm. One thing that we know for sure is that we cannot make choices for anyone else. We can't change what they believe. We can't change what they want to do. We can't do anything to change another person. But we can expose them to other ways of seeing the world and hope that they will make more conscious choices.
Right, right.
Also was wir tun, ist eben genau diese Arbeit, die wir jetzt tun, dass wir Menschen informieren. Wir informieren sie eben über dieses Wissen, über anderes Bewusstsein. Wir geben Möglichkeiten, Bewusstsein zu erweitern. Was wir nicht tun können, ist, jemanden zu verändern, zu beeinflussen oder dergleichen. Also die Wahl dessen, was jemand annimmt oder nicht annimmt, ist, blieb bei jedem selber. Was wir auch tun können, dieses Wissen zur Verfügung zu stellen. Und jeder kann dann damit aber anfangen, was er möchte damit.
Before I forget, pardon me to interrupt, my friends. This is, these are the African presidents, which have been murdered recently.
Yeah.
The upper left-hand corner is Tanzania. If I pronounce this correctly, John Magufi, he had been outspoken and he said the whole COVID thing was a big joke and the tests don't work. Remember, he tested a can of Coca-Cola and a papaya. They both tested positive for COVID. It was ridiculous. This man was murdered. The other man murdered was Hamid Bayeko. He is in the Ivory Coast. He's just 56. There's his picture there. A good man who spoke out against this madness. Finally, in Swaziland, Ambrose Dlamini died December 13th, 2020. He's just 52 years old, relatively young man who was murdered. And this other fellow here, Pierre Nkurunziza, Burundi, died June 8th, just a couple days ago. He also spoke up against it. This is a war. They're murdering these presidents. And, you know, I admire the Africans for standing up against this big pharma and madness. And usually when you... I'm talking too much. Sorry.
I make it short. Also ganz kurz, wir hatten ja vorhin über diese Präsidenten. Es waren jetzt, glaube ich, 4 afrikanische Präsidenten, die ermordet wurden. Also ich habe das heute oder gestern auch gelesen. Sie sind, hat uns jetzt nochmal Bilder gerade gezeigt über sein Handy dazu. Die Informationen sind aber auch im Internet zu finden.
You know, and if you want to ask, well, who would do this? Who would benefit most financially from their deaths? Mm-hmm. Big pharma would make money because they have another market to go into. Mm-hmm. Deep state, the reptilians who want to kill us off. I think it's horrible these leaders are being murdered.
Okay.
Nothing's done about it.
Let's assume.
Maybe there is, but I don't know of what's being done about it.
Okay. Nehmen wir an, ich sage morgen in der Öffentlichkeit die Wahrheit, so wie ich sie sehe. Und das heißt, ich werde dann auch umgebracht. Ich kann mit keiner Hilfe rechnen. Ich bin auf mich selbst gestellt. Ist es so?
Assuming that he is going to tell the truth tomorrow, somehow on radio or whatever, he goes out there and he is telling the truth, like these four presidents did. Will he be protected, or is he standing alone there and can be murdered also?
Well, I think the controllers will do whatever they want to do to make the agenda work that they've been planning for so long. It's impossible to say whether someone will be protected or not, because there are so many different agents, there are so many different elements of what they can do to control. So I don't think we can answer that question.
Also es ist schwierig, die Frage zu beantworten. Es gibt einfach zu viele Kontrolleure, zu viele, die versuchen, diese Agenda aufrechtzuerhalten des Tiefstaats. Und es ist schwierig zu sagen, wer hier beschützt werden kann und wer nicht, weil es einfach überall diese Leute gibt.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yes.
Yeah, I want the happy end.
Well, it's a happy end, but it's pretty funny, actually. I was warned before I went to Mount Shasta that a three-letter agency from the deep state would show up, and it had a problem. Couldn't tell whether it was a man or a woman. Anyway.
Also bevor Ted nach Mount Shasta fuhr, ist er gewarnt worden, dass dort eine Drei-Buchstaben-Agentur sein würde. Also wir können uns alle vorstellen, was es ist.
So anyway, last Saturday night, this car pulls up to me next to the campsite. And I can't tell whether it's a he or a she, but I'll say it. It's a man, but it's got long red hair, looks like a woman.
Mhm. Und als er dann dort war, samstags, dann erschien dieses Etwas. Er kann weder sagen, ob Mann noch Frau, deswegen sagt er es dazu. Und es hatte, sah aus wie ein Mann, hatte aber ganz lange rote Haare.
You know, they shouldn't mess with psyches, because we already know what's going to happen. So I'd been given a description of this entity. I guess it was a person, but I can't tell whether it's a man or woman or man, but it showed up. Mm-hmm. And it wanted to join, saying that they've been invited to a potluck at my group camp. And I said, no, we're not having a potluck and leave. We don't allow anybody from the outside coming into our private group. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was given his name, his description, where he was from. He was from Portland, Oregon, driving this white Subaru, and he'd been vaccinated too. And the problem is that this guy or woman or whatever it is shedding. And so I had women on my trip. And when a person's shedding, it can kill other people, especially women, because the shedding goes to their ovaries, makes them sterile, and can kill them. So I said, no, you're just, get out of here. So he left. But they're out there, you know? So I'm warned, I'm protected. I was warned ahead of time, so.
Also in dem Fall ist Ted gewarnt worden. Er hat eine genaue Beschreibung erhalten von diesem, was auch immer es war, wie er aussehen würde, wie er heißen würde. Und hat versucht, in die Gruppe reinzukommen von Ted, hat es aber dadurch, dass er ja wusste, was ihn erwartete, hat er das unterbinden können. Und ja.
A far cry from 007 and Mr. James Bond, believe me.
Saskia, something that came up for me today when I was thinking about the global situation is the awareness that men and some women for years and years and years and years have been willing to give up their life for their country or their religion. They will give up their life to fight for what they believe in. But apparently nobody is willing to stand up and give their life for the globe, for the world, for humanity. It's not happening. People, even these presidents who were murdered, were standing up for the citizens of their country.
Right. But
there is nobody that I know of who's standing up saying, this is global, we need to fight this for globally.
Also was Pierre gerade sagt, was ihr bewusst geworden ist heute, ist, dass viele sind für ihr Land, haben für ihr Land gekämpft, haben sich geopfert und zum Beispiel oder für, ja, für eine Religion. Aber es gibt kaum oder kaum jemanden, der aufsteht und für diesen Planeten kämpft, für die Menschheit kämpft. Selbst diese vier Präsidenten, die ermordet wurden, die haben ja jetzt für ihr Land. Aber dieses global, das zu sehen, für diesen Planeten an sich und für die gesamte Menschheit aufzustehen und sich zu kämpfen und vielleicht auch sogar zu opfern, das ist eben nicht der Fall.
I was talking, that's a good point. Pardon me for interrupting, but I was talking to a friend of mine in Montreal yesterday, Montreal, Canada.
Ich habe gestern mit jemandem aus Montreal, Kanada, einem Freund gesprochen.
And the Trudeau government now wants to institute mandatory vaccine passports on September 1st.
Mm-hmm. Und ab 1. September will wohl die Trudeau-Regierung dort diesen Impfzwang oder dann eben so einen Impfausweis, den man dann bei sich haben soll.
Now, from the studies I've seen in Germany and elsewhere, there's about a 25-30% death rate currently from the shots in Europe, in Germany too. Mm-hmm. Within 6 months, they die.
Okay. Yes. Innerhalb der nächsten 6 Monate, also was man sieht, ist so diese Sterberate von 25-30% in Europa, was diese Impfung angeht, auch in Deutschland eben.
So if the Canadians go ahead and just obey and go ahead with this new program, you can expect 25-30% of Canadians dying after they get, and they won't be able to travel anyway because they'll be dead.
Mm-hmm. Und wenn jetzt die Regierung in Kanada das durchdrückt und die Menschen da das mitmachen, dann kann man davon ausgehen, dass eben auch dort eine hohe Sterberate sein wird und diese Menschen gar nicht mehr reisen können, weil sie einfach das Ganze nicht.
When your life's on the line and you have nothing to lose, why not stand up? Who cares? They're going to kill you anyway. Who cares?
Ja. Wenn es um dein Leben geht und es einfach nichts mehr zu verlieren gibt, dann warum steht man da nicht auf und kämpft dafür?
Ja. Gerhard, I want to go back to your question.
Please. But
before I do that, the president of Canada, Justin Trudeau, just last week passed legislation, he signed his name to it, to give the Canadian government absolute, complete control over all media, television, radio.
I heard that.
All social media, Canada now, with this new legislation, is going to control what everybody hears, what everybody is exposed to. And understanding what that president just did, Canada's gone. Canada is like Australia. It's the total control of everything in that country has now taken place.
Right.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, Kanada, also der Präsident hat wohl letzte Woche, wenn ich jetzt richtig verstanden habe, ein Gesetz unterschrieben, dass die Regierung sämtliche Kanäle, Medien unter Kontrolle hat und bestimmt, was gezeigt wird. Und damit ist Kanada eigentlich auf einem Weg wie ähnlich Australien, dass dort absolute Kontrolle herrscht. Und was? And that means for Canada that... What they are lost or
everything. They've lost everything. But Gerhard, I want to go back to your question. What can we do as humans?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best answer to your question is doing exactly what we're doing now. All of us on this radio program are bringing the truth to humanity, to society. And I think that's the greatest thing we can do. Mm-hmm. Until the COVID shutdown a year and a half ago, Pia and I were going around the world, bringing our Pleiadian friends' wisdom to the public, to anybody who wished to listen to the truth, to dispel what the agenda is all about. Mm-hmm. So I think your question was very important because as humans, what we can do is tell the truth, because people are still willing to listen out there. It's not the majority, but the people who will make a difference in changing our world will listen to the truth. And that's what all of us have to continue to do.
Right.
Also nochmal zurück zu Gerhard und seiner Frage, was können wir denn tun? Was ist unser Beitrag? Wie können wir hier unterstützen? Und das ist einfach die Wahrheit nach außen bringen, Bewusstsein damit schaffen, indem wir die Wahrheit verbreiten über die Kanäle, die uns zur Verfügung stehen. Und wir werden damit die Menschen erreichen, die das auch hören sollen, um wiederum ihr Bewusstsein anzuheben, um den Funken weiterzureichen. Und bevor Pia und Colin vor anderthalb Jahren, bevor dieser ganze Wahnsinn losging, sind sie durch die Welt gereist und haben die pleiadischen Weisheiten an die weitergegeben, die es gerne auch hören wollten und erfahren wollten. Und das ist, ich glaube, diese Verantwortung liegt bei uns allen, die wach sind, die heute wissen, worum es geht, dass wir mit dem Wissen nicht hinterm Berg halten, sondern mutig nach vorn treten und es teilen.
This whole thing has been such a scam. The virus doesn't even exist.
No.
The shots aren't even shots. There's nothing good in the shots, except strychnine, mad cow disease, HIV, AIDS. It shuts down all of your chakras. It shuts down your pineal gland. The mortality rate within the first 5 to 6 months of the shots is like 25% to 30%. Even if you survive during that initial 6 month period, you can look forward to mad cow disease and HIV AIDS next year because it's got a delayed fuse in it. There will be some who survive, maybe 10 to 15%, but those who do survive will become biological robots because their soul is separated from the rest of their body. And they'll become like the Greys from the Orion constellation, about 4 foot tall with big black eyes. They don't have any soul. They're biological entities. And some of the Greys, I've got the message, some of the Greys coming to our time and space now are actually us humans from the future who took the shot now and through successive generations of Bill Gates, you know, upgrades and booster shots and everything, become eventually these biological entities. So they move from a planet of free will where you have the potential, all of us, to become like gods, to a slave species, which you are totally controlled without free will, and you're doing somebody else, and you're stuck at a certain density. You don't ever advance. So that's the choice. Start choice now. Happen for people.
But if these grays from the future come now into our reality, that means that this program will be successful.
Only successful to those souls who choose it, because this is a free will planet. The majority of souls will not choose that, and they instead will ascend. The majority will ascend.
And will we live with them together on one planet, but somehow separated, or how can we imagine this?
No, they're going off to their own own negativity somewhere else. That's their choice. They've chosen that path. Okay. Now, some of them are children, and the children are truly innocent. And I think maybe the elderly too, people who are truly innocent, like the Jews in Nazi Germany. My last lifetime was in Nazi Germany, and I remember that well. And I trusted government back then. I'm not trusting government now. I learned my lesson back then. So not going to trust them again. Not going to make the same mistake twice. Forget it.
By the way, they started with this shot on children last week here in Germany.
Great. You know how many children ages 12 to 17 have gotten heart attacks and died from the Pfizer shot? 1.2 million. That's a conservative estimate, because in the VAERS system, V-A-E-R-S system, the federal reporting system, they only report about 1% of the number of cases. And currently there's about 11 to 1200 cases of children dying, getting heart attacks and strokes. So if it's only 1%, you're looking at 1.1 to 1.2 million children. You can look forward to that in Germany too. Children 12 years old suddenly having a heart attack and dying. Isn't that great? Doesn't that make Merkel look good? Pharmaceutical companies make lots of money. Isn't that wonderful? What's wrong with this picture? Why don't people stand up to this? This is nonsense. They're killing us. Why don't they just take a gun to our head and shoot us off?
Mm-hmm. So why? And this is the question Gerhard had before. We need help. Alone, we can't. I have no idea how to do it.
Right.
Where I live, everybody has got his shot or her shot already.
You're going to have a lot of vacant apartments where you live in the coming months.
How can I protect myself? I can protect myself from getting this, whatever this bit out. I can't protect my children anymore because wherever we go, we are surrounded by people who got the shot.
Well,
I don't know what to do anymore. I just have to trust and I have the belief that we are protected, that everything is all right, my children are okay. And
that's what you have to do.
Nothing will happen to us, but somehow it feels crazy.
There was an old Star Trek movie many years ago, a friend of mine told me about it, where they were warned, the crew, Spock and Captain Kirk, were warned not to go there. But they went there anyway, and the place was almost deserted. Few people around, not much. And the whole planet had lots of animals and everything, lots of flora. And they asked one of the few humans left what happened. And they said, oh, they all took the shot years ago to protect themselves against a virus. And they all died, except there's just a few people, 5, 10, who survived. Interesting, huh?
I want to come to a solution, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So, what is the core message from the Pleiadians, and is it my turn to get the divine human I supposed to be that can change anything here in this dimension?
Mm-hmm. We have the power to do that, but we don't know how to access that power yet. It's within us. It's ours. Right. We haven't learned how to access it yet.
Just do it. Show me.
Saskia, do you want to translate?
Ja, also Gerhards Frage nochmal, wir hatten jetzt nochmal über das ganze Thema gesprochen, Impfungen für die Kinder, die jetzt stattfinden und dieser ganze Wahnsinn und das nochmal ganz kurz zusammengefasst und Gerhards Frage von vorhin einfach, was ist jetzt die Lösung? Wie kann ich jetzt, was ist die Message der Plejaden und wie kann ich denn auf meine göttliche Kraft zugreifen oder wie kann ich denn das aktivieren? Und Pierre sagte, dass es eben, wir haben alle diese Kraft in uns, wir sind Götter, Göttinnen, wir wissen nur noch nicht ganz, wie wir das aktivieren können, reaktivieren können. Mhm.
Gerhard, we humans who don't believe in the agenda, who don't believe in what's being done to humanity, are changing. We're experiencing changes in our biology. We're experiencing changes in our DNA. We are able to do things that most people think are impossible. We can bend time. We can travel as we wish in other dimensions. We can take care of our bodies. We can do things because we're not agreeing to what the controllers want us to do. So we are actually changing as we're speaking about this tonight. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see changes for those of us who refuse the shots, for those of us who refuse to deal with 5G, that standing up and speaking out is enabling us to change who we are, both physically, mentally, and spiritually. And your questions are very good about what can we do and how can we do it.
Sure.
And in the next year, in the very short next year, those of us who understand the truth and who are working towards changing this earth are going to make a difference. As Pia said, it's not here right now, but we are moving in that direction, and we will be different humans in a very short time.